Great to have your company this morning. We've got a couple of very special guests in the studio right now. And Tim, you and I are on a steep learning curve when it comes to rugby.
Yep, you more so than me. You're a little bit behind me.
Because I had a son that played, and I used to go along and watch quite regularly, but no expert by any means.
No, but
we are all over the Melbourne Rebels.
We've got two experts in here.
We've got the captain, Tom English, and got Georgia Page, who's part of the Melbourne Rebels female team. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
A great win first up.
Yeah, awesome.
From your own point of view, now the captain of that club, to open up with a win in the manner that you did, and two of your high-profile stars have a really big say in it, just set you up for the year.
Yeah, I think it does. Bringing Quade down from Queensland and getting him to reunite with his old halves partner, Willie Gennie, has really been good for us. And you saw that out there on Friday night. You know, it really blossomed, and looking forward to some big things this year from those two.
Georgia, how long have you been involved with the Melbourne Rebels?
This is my first season with the Rebels.
And it's only the second year that the competition has had a female competition. How have you found it?
It's the levels improving, which is exciting, which means that our grassroots footy is going to improve our Wallaroos.
What took you to rugby? You played tennis and basketball and a whole host of other things. Why did you go down the rugby path?
I think that I just like the physicality of it, aggression involved, and running out with all your mates. So it's good fun.
And you spent a bit of time over there in the States. You didn't go? Did you go to America College to play rugby?
How does
that work? There's not a very big game in America, is it? Rugby?
Rugby sevens, because it's an Olympic sport now. The Americans are pumping money into it, and it's actually massive over there.
Right.
And USA is on top of the sevens table at the moment.
So okay. And was that a great experience being over there in the States?
It was awesome. College athlete life, it's the best thing. You're treated like a professional athlete. And yeah, it was a really good time.
And Tom, you're a Sydney University man, is that right?
I am.
You studied at the University of Sydney?
Yeah, I did.
What did you study?
A Bachelor of Arts and Science. I don't know what kind of job it's going to get me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But it put a football jersey on my back for 2 years. Yeah.
What about the market down here, the sporting market, the landscape in Melbourne? It's busy this time of year. You're in a precinct that's dominated by probably AFL footy most of all, and then you've got rugby league, you've got the A-League teams down there as well. What's it like to be involved in that setup?
Yeah, we're definitely one of the smaller slices of the pie down here when it comes to sport, but that's, you know, the beautiful thing is Melbourne. It's like one of the sporting capitals of the world, you would say. So to be competing in that market is quite a special thing, and I think the more we win and the more, you know, success we endure as a team and enjoy as a team, you know, that'll start to grow. You see the Storm that came down here, they were pretty anonymous. And after a lot of years of success, now they're part of Melbourne and they have a chance to be, you know, they're in the woodwork here down. So it's good.
Do you get a sense that the Melbourne public are embracing you guys more? And
yeah,
girls?
I think so. I think particularly when we get the girls on board, it's just more people to come down and play the game. You see the women's sevens are really successful now, and we're getting to see a lot more girls playing the game, which is a really good thing. And that coupled with the success that hopefully we experience this year, it'll only get bigger.
You guys are going to stay with us. We've got to get away. Got a break. Welcome back to the program. Rugby's back, Melbourne. Time to back your Melbourne Rebels. We're doing something you don't do a hell of a lot of, to be perfectly honest, Tim, in talk rugby union. Probably because we don't know much about it.
That's true.
But we're on a steep learning curve, as I said, and we've got the captain of the Melbourne Rebels men's team, Tom English, and Georgia Page from the female team in the studio with us. It's a World Cup year, Tom, too. What's that make it sort of pointier, sharper focus for people, not only from a, you know, club point of view, but also the chance to go to Japan?
Yeah, the season's shorter with a World Cup year, so everyone's gearing towards that. I suppose that's in the back of everyone's mind, but for like every athlete, you just got to focus on the here and now, and if you start playing well, then you'll be gifted with the jersey, but Japan would be pretty special.
And your competition, the travel involved, our clubs, you know, yeah, travel interstate and think it's a big deal. You guys are on much longer flights all around the world. How do you deal with that?
It's a blessing and a curse. I think it's to see other parts of the world is quite a special thing. To go to Africa, to go to Argentina and Japan and experience those cultures, quite nice, but you also have to deal with time zone differences, altitude in South Africa, and all these different factors that come into play that can be quite big advantages for the opposition, so that all things are taken into account.
The mental aspect of sports is such a huge area. We were talking about that before you came on, about Richmond, the football club, and how there was some vision of them last night, standing there before training, visualising whatever it might be. We'll learn a bit more about that later. But Tom, you've started a website, Open My Brain. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's just a website documenting my journey through my life as a professional athlete. I think athletes under a lot of pressure from, you know, the media, family, friends, your own expectations, and it's how we deal with those can impact on our lives. And for me, I've had some rough times along the trot, and I think that if I can share my experiences with other people through that medium, which is the website, it can, you know, break down the walls of that stigma of mental well-being, and the more we talk about it, the easier it is to, you know, overcome things like that.
Well, Tom was talking, you were nodding away there. Do you understand so completely true, what he's talking about?
You have like this roller coaster of emotions. You like have self-doubt. You're always like, why should I be doing this? Like, but you love it, and just you're always going up and down, like, of this mental roller coaster.
Yeah, the thing about that is that Novak Djokovic, who we all know is the world number one tennis player, and looks like at the moment there's like daylight second, he has the same doubts. I mean, he talked about that at the Laureus Awards yesterday, about the fact that he was going to walk away from the sport. I mean, it's sort of hard to imagine that somebody who's at that elite level of his sport would still have those same doubts and same considerations that all athletes have.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think it's how we deal with those doubts that makes him the best player in the world. Everyone's got them. And I suppose that what makes you a good player is that you're always challenging yourself by doubting yourself. But it's how we deal with those, whether it's visualization or meditation or gratitude diaries. There's so many different ways we can attack that doubt.
And sometimes, though, the motivation can come in different forms, whether it be, you know, team success, making a national team. But the financial rewards are also a reality of some of the things that drive you when you're struggling. And, you know, you think, well, this is a lucrative, I've got a short time in it, I can make some money. But, Georgia, for you, that's not the case.
No,
at the moment.
There's no money involved in women's, 15s, the Aussie Sevens get paid, but not in our bracket, we don't.
So when you see the AFLW now, that girls are starting to earn a wage, you see the cricketers who are making good money, I mean, does that sort of get your mind thinking?
Yeah, I think I've thought about the code hop, but I just love rugby so much, I wouldn't want to give it up. But money definitely is a luring factor, because trying to juggle working two jobs, uni, getting to training, it's a bit of a mission.
Okay, so you make the move to Melbourne,
yep,
and you're playing rugby, but you're not getting paid.
No.
So you're working two jobs, you said?
Well, I worked two jobs over the year to save up to come down.
Okay, so you've saved up to come down to play rugby.
Yep.
That's a big consideration in your life, isn't it?
I know. It's lucky that I'm a full-time uni student, so I get Centrelink, which helps.
Okay.
So, Tom, what's our hopes? And, you know, we love a winner. You mentioned the Melbourne Storm and how they were able to very quickly establish themselves in this town, and that was helped by the fact that they got successful reasonably quickly and then enjoyed a great period of success. What's our ceiling in terms of the Melbourne Rebels this year?
Yeah, well, last year we had a high calibre of players come together over a short period of time and experienced some form of success, I suppose. Just knocked out of the finals by one point. So this year I would like to say we would be going a step further. But it just depends on, you know, results, and that comes down to the playing group and the coaching staff. That's all on us. I think we have a great roster this year, even better, and we've had more time together as a team.
And a message for the Melbourne public out there that maybe you've, you know, got AFL teams that they're an A-League team, get down and experience the Melbourne Rebels?
Yeah, get on us now before it becomes a bandwagon.
There mightn't be any room. Hey, thanks for wandering in this morning. Good luck
thanks,
for the
guys.
Year ahead. Tom English, the captain, and Georgia Page, part of the female Rebels team. We appreciate their support, and it's going to be a very big year for rugby. World Cup in Japan as well, so we'll keep a close eye on that.